This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And you're back on The Pulse, bringing the latest news and fresh new music with myself, Off Knitting, and Daryl Ong. You just heard the brand new one from Poolside and Brigine called Better When We're Close.
Yes, love that one. Now, next story of this evening, it is Rock and Roll Hall of Fame season. And if you guys tuned in last week, reported on the names that are up for induction this year. It's a long list, right? Featuring the likes of Duran Duran, Dolly Parton, Eminem, Lionel Richie, A Tribe Called Quest, and many more. So the rules of this is quite specific. You know, requires for an artist or the band to have released its first commercial recording at least 25 years prior to the year of nomination. The ballots would then be sent out to an international voting body of more than 1,000 artists, historians, and members of the music industry.
That's right. Fans are also able to cast their vote on the Rock Hall's website that will be tallied along with other ballots to select the 2022 inductees. However, the long-standing ceremony over the years had its fair share of controversies and problems, and not just because it hasn't inducted your favourite group, which I'm sure there are a lot of.
For sure. They've been accused of biasness to certain musicians and also the lack of women, artists of colour and more acts in unrepresented genres like heavy metal, for example, right? Mm. Although, that being said, though, over the years, they have reacted to the annual backlash by, in a way, expanding their previously close pool of musicians and bands. But the thing is, the criteria for nomination and selection for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is so random and arbitrary that it comes down to the personal taste of a mysterious selection committee. And it's a problem that's been pointed out by critics of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame from day one. That being said, though, they have in recent years brought in guys like Questlove, Tom Morello, respected names in the music scene. They brought them in to be part of the conversation and even put forth names like Bad Brains, Kate Bush, and even Chic.
However, in this day and age, does the modern music industry benefit from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? And most importantly, are they giving the musicians or bands the honour that they deserve? Also, another thing, which is perhaps a bit minute, but worth talking about, is the whole rock thing, right? Non-rock acts from the world of pop, R&B and hip-hop have been inducted. One has to question whether the title Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is an accurate representation of what the hall is trying to present.
That's right. Madonna, for example, right? One of the biggest stars in the pop world. She has reached the heights of other pop luminaries like Elton John, David Bowie. She's not rock, inverted commas, but she's in the hall anyway. I mean, that being said, there's no question that it is a huge achievement and a huge accomplishment for an artist to be inducted in this very prestigious hall. But the question has to be asked, in the larger scale of things, how relevant is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as an industry leader? Well, to give us a clearer picture, on the line with us this week, we welcome back NME's Adrian Yap. Welcome back to the program, man. So yeah, we're talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And we, like we said, you know, he's been accused countless times of, you know, lack of women, artists of color, and even acts in unrepresented genres like heavy metal. What are your thoughts on this?
I wouldn't disagree with that if you take into account the nomination list over the years. But in recent years, they've tried to correct that a little with inductions for acts like Beastie Boys as well as NWA and Run DMC as well.
For the 2022 edition, names like Dolly Parton, Eminem, Duran Duran are among a long list of nominations. However, not many of these artists fit into the rock genre per se. Do you think that they should just change the name to maybe Music Hall of Fame and cover all bases?
I think it's difficult when you run things on such a tight genre line. But rock music has changed a lot over the years as well, and it's become it started encompassing influences from other genres as well. And so, honestly speaking, perhaps maybe a name change might do it some good. But at the same time, it probably started out with a very, very narrow view of what it encompasses anyway. So I guess there were limitations to that.
So Adrian, it seems like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has only stirred controversy in the recent years. In your opinion, why is there still a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to begin with? And what else does it accomplish other than creating nomination drama?
That's a good question. Why is it still around? I mean, when you think about rock music, it started out, the genre started out as really as a as a statement of rebellion against the norm, right? And what's happened is that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is essentially a museum, and really, if you think about rock music, about how it's about the spirit of the young, spirit of the rebellious, and things like that, a museum really ages the genre unnecessarily, I think. And yeah, it's a fair question. I mean, why do we still have it?
You know, some have also said that, like the Grammys, the initial nomination list is controlled by a mysterious selection committee, and it's ultimately down to personal taste. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, in this day and age when music is really really for the people and by the people, if you think about it, that sentiment has changed so much over the years. I mean, the whole idea that only a selected group of people can christen something cool or something good, is really getting more outdated by the day, if you think about it. There's so many niche voices in music these days. And really, at the end of the day, like the Grammys, soon you have to start wondering what's the relevance of sort of like this label of credibility that's given by just a select group of people. Maybe it's not necessary, and maybe at the end of the day, the best measure of how credible or how relevant your music is in your fans and what your fans think about the music or what the public thinks about your music.
Last question, Adrian. At the end of the day, the whole Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's mission, the entire reason why it was set up, is to, number one, honor music legends. And also, it's an honor that matters to an artist. But a bit of a broad question, this one, but to end it off with, do you still think that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is relevant to the modern music industry? And should there be a better, more transparent way of paying tribute?
I think the legacy of a musician and the legacy of an artist encompasses so much more than just an award that's given out on a single night in some place somewhere. Really, it's all about how that music has affected culture, affected personal lives over the years. And really, sometimes you think about awards like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and some of these awards are given to artists that are in some cases not even making music anymore, and in some cases they are not even making relevant music anymore. And you have to wonder what's the point of it all at the end of the day. I mean, we are not limiting or putting down the legacy of these artists. Their legacy is set in stone, but it's not set in the annals of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's set in the record collection of their fans, in the, I guess today, in today's terms, the Spotify streams, for example, or the online music streams. It's in the concert tickets that they sell when they still play shows, for example. That's where their legend or their legacy is at. It's not really in anything like an award that's given to them.
That was NME Asia's Adrian Yap, as this week we talk about the relevance of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. What do you think? Do let us know your thoughts. You can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Coming up, we have a segment we like to call By The Way, but first up, we have some fresh new music.
Yeah, it's one of the two new singles that's been dropped by Toro Yi Mua. His latest album is coming out soon. It's going to be called Mahal. Not sure whether that's a reference to Malay language or not.
Taj Mahal, maybe.
Maybe Taj Mahal, yep. This one features some vocal contributions from Salami Rose Joe Louis. Check it out, Toro Yi Mua, the latest one from him. It's called Magazine, right here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.